Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are halfway to the weekend. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Week is flying by, so, you know, we've got to accomplish what we need to accomplish every single day because, you know, these weeks just fly by. I look back and I think that I did something 2 years ago and it was like 7 years ago. I mean, really, it's amazing how time flies. And, we could have somebody on the show sometime to talk about that. But I think it's because we're so busy in our lives that we're not just sitting around watching the clock. We're so busy in our lives that, like, time just flies by. So, you know, I encourage you to just, live life every day. And here we are already halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. I ran into just the lightest little shower coming in from West End. So there are a few scattered showers around the area today. And once again, we have a lot to talk about today. All right, so we talked recently on the show about chemtrails, and I thought I had set the record straight on this, but the Louisiana legislature is talking about banning chemtrails. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this afternoon because it's an interesting topic. I also did something late in the show yesterday that I want to do early in the show, so I'm going to do it this hour. Michael Moore, an extreme ultra-liberal. Michael Moore, now, you know, I've seen a couple of his movies, and, you know, Michael Moore can be kind of funny. Some of his stuff is funny, like, Bowling for Columbine. The scenes about the reporters, you know, getting ready, primping right before they go on camera. I mean, that's funny stuff. So there's some interesting observations in some of his movies. But Michael Moore is an extreme liberal. Michael Moore is proposing a new Pledge of Allegiance for people who don't agree with Donald Trump. For non-Trump supporters, he's got a new proposed Pledge of Allegiance. Now, as I said yesterday, you know, I remember starting every school day with the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, we said the Pledge of Allegiance every day. You may remember that as well. It's gone. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's okay. I mean, if you have the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if you missed it late in the show, I want to share that with you early in the show. So we're going to do that this hour. Also, this video of Taylor Swift has gone viral. It's a video of her celebrating getting all of her music back. Taylor Swift did not own all of her music. Well, now she's bought it, and she has the rights to all of her music, and she was celebrating. In the celebration video, there was one of her cats. It's a Scottish Fold cat named Meredith, and this went viral, and Taylor Swift is a cat person. Now, you know, some people are cat people, some people are dog people, some people who like dogs don't like cats. They don't even like cat people. Some people who like cats, I think cat people are more understanding of dog people than dog people are understanding of cat people. I'm a cat person. I love dogs. I've had dogs. I love Yorkies. I would love to have an Afghan. Man, I think that would be so cool. Ian is off until, Ian's got some business to take care of in the back office. So he's working at a desk until 2 o'clock. So Coleman is our studio producer. Coleman, can you picture an Afghan?
An Afghan?
An Afghan.
Is that a type of dog?
It's a dog,
I've never heard. You know what? Until you said, let me Google it right quick.
Yeah, Google. I want you to take a look at an Afghan. What do you think I would look like walking with an Afghan in the park? I mean, you think people make fun of me now?
Wow.
It's a big dog, but I think it's beautiful.
I've seen those before. I never knew what they were called.
That's it's an Afghan. It's kind of like a Russian wolfhound, but I just think Afghans are just amazing dogs.
You have the same hairstyle.
You know, but again, can you imagine me, like, you know, walking in the park with an Afghan? I mean, you think people want to beat me up now? I'm just kidding about beating me up. But
Beat your personality.
I think it does, too. I think it does, too. And a lot of people say that, you know, people buy dogs that fit their personalities. I also really like, I like the Whippets. So it's Greyhound, Whippet, and I like the smaller one. It's the Italian Greyhound. Those are really cool dogs. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit later in the show, and I posted a video yesterday after the show on Facebook, Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram, and I'm going to read some of your comments. Are you a cat person or are you a dog person, and why? So we'll get into that a little bit later. So, as Pride Month begins, the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, wants to strip the name of a ship, a Navy ship, wants to strip the name and rename it. He wants to take down the name, the USNS Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk was the first openly gay politician elected in California. Harvey Milk was arguably a very patriotic activist, and he was assassinated in 1978, a lot of controversy over that. But I think it's interesting that the Trump administration wants to take this name down from this ship and name it something else at the beginning of Pride Month. I posted a video on Substack. Yeah, I hope you'll join me there. It's Substack. Just go to substack.com, and it's Scoot on the Air. So Harvey Milk was, again, this gay patriot. And there's even a conservative political writer and commentator, John Fund, I think his name is. Anyway, he is very much against the Trump administration dropping the name Harvey Milk. This guy's a conservative political writer. And he's against it. You know, that's an interesting argument. We can have that argument. I don't think it's really about that, but I think it's about making this move during Pride Month, which is a shot at the left, and it's clearly throwing red meat to MAGAites. Yeah, man, let's get that gay name off of that ship, man. No gay name belongs on a Navy ship, man, because, you know, nobody in the military is gay, right? Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people are going to think that. But I just find it so interesting and discouraging that we're still fighting over, like, gay stuff in 2025. You know, gay marriage has been legalized in this country, and society hasn't taken a negative turn because of that. But there was all this hysteria that America was going to change. This was going to destroy American society. Where's the argument that it did? It's been legal long enough. One of the other interesting things is that corporations, a lot of corporations, are deciding not to fund gay pride events because of the fear of backlash from people who want to complain and maybe talk about boycotting products. And this is what I brought up in the Substack video, which, again, you can go to Substack, Scoot on the Substack, and comment on this. It's not on Facebook. It's on Substack.com. The only thing that is different between a gay person and a straight person is what they do in their bedroom. You know, I like nice furniture. I like to get new furniture. I love house plants. I have so many shoes, they don't even fit in my closet. My shoes spill out into my bedroom. I love shoes. I love shopping. but I'm totally straight. You see, the only thing that distinguishes me from a gay person is what we do in the bedroom. And I'm not attracted to men. That's the only difference. I find it interesting that there are conservatives, not all conservatives and not all Republicans, but there are some conservatives who want to judge people based on what they do in the privacy of their bedroom. I remind you that conservative ideology is based on power to the individual and less government. And yet these people who claim to be conservative are asking the government to intervene when it comes to different things involving gay people, when the only difference is what happens in the privacy of a bedroom. Why does that concern you? Why do you care? Everybody's a sinner. Even if you want to argue, well, they're sinning. Well, okay, so are you. Your sin is just as powerful as their sin. But yet people seem to think that somebody else's sins are greater than my sins. Well, we all sin, so that's not even a fair argument. So if you're a true conservative, you can't possibly be against gay marriage. You can't possibly, if you're a true conservative, you can't possibly want to boycott a business for supporting gay pride events. Because if you do, you're defying conservative ideology. It's that simple. So I just find it interesting that the Trump administration is making this move at the beginning of Gay Pride Month. So we will talk about that this afternoon. All right, so you know what I think? I think Elon Musk was kicked out of the Oval Office and kicked out of the White House. And I think he's pissed, and that's why Elon Musk now is urging voters to fire all politicians who vote for Trump's budget bill. He says the budget bill betrays the American people. I don't think this was any kind of common agreement. I think Elon Musk was kind of kicked out, and he's pissed. And he's telling people to vote against any politician that votes for the big, beautiful bill, because it's a betrayal of the American people. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene, wacko girl, she said if she would have read it and knew that there was this certain paragraph in it, she would have voted against it. But she voted for it, not even knowing what's in it. I know this happens on both sides. Democrats do this too. I don't understand how anybody can vote for something or vote against something without having read it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene already regrets her vote for the big, beautiful bill, because she didn't know it had this thing in it. And if she would have known that, she would have voted against it. So, you know, we can talk about this. I mean, what's the spin on this? What's the spin on Elon Musk urging voters to vote against any politician that votes for the big, beautiful bill? Trump has got to be fuming right now. But dude, you know, if you had the money and you didn't want to spend it and you accepted his $280 million or whatever, if you accepted it, then you got yourself in this position where you had to pay him back. You had to pay him back by giving him the spotlight. And you take it away, it's not happy. I just think that's a really interesting development. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, and we'll talk about some other things as well, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And Coleman is our studio producer until 2 o'clock. So you doing okay, Coleman?
Yeah, you brought up something interesting earlier. It reminded me of this video. So there was this guy, you know, he had the megaphone and he was preaching the word in front of a gay club, right? You know how they say, you know, save what you're doing is a sin, this, that, and other. And I always wondered, it's ironic how you see the guys like the faith healer preachers or the fire and brimstone preachers. They're comfortable with doing this in front of gay clubs, but you never see them in front of a casino because gambling is a sin. You never see them in front of a bar because drinking is a sin. You never see them like, you know, in front of a priesthood where they know that maybe some underage boys were molested. They always go to the gay clubs and, but you never see them anywhere else where they know that there's sin taking place in those establishments.
I think that's a very astute point, and I'll tell you why I think that is. I think it, again, I kind of alluded to this when I said, you know, when it's somebody else's sin and not your sin, it's worse than your sins. Well, those people, those preachers and those those zealot Christians who are out there preaching in front of the gay clubs. They've got friends who gamble. They've got friends who drink. Maybe they drink and gamble themselves, some of them. And so that's not bad to them. But this over here, this is bad. And I guess they feel like they're, you know, saving the world. Well, yeah. You know, it's not your job to save the world.
I would love to invite one of them to come with me and we can, like, protest in front of a Klan rally or something. If you're really that serious about saving lives and saving souls, yeah, let's go do it in front of a Klan rally.
Well, you can't do that because the Klan is Christian. Because a lot of those people who are against gays, they're also against blacks and Jews. And what about the Muslims? They're against them, too. Again, you know, this is the hypocrisy that is destroying Christianity. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. So, yeah, when we come back, let's talk about Elon Musk and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we'll also talk about this idea that corporations are not comfortable with supporting gay pride events because of the possible backlash. Can you explain to me in simple terms why people are still in 2025 so judgmental about the LGBTQ community? And can you do it without using the phrase, well, they keep shoving it in our face? Shoving what in your face, man? They just want to be able to lead their lives. And somebody pointed out on Substack that the reason we have gay pride is because of all these people protesting it. It's because of the homophobia. Gay pride is needed because people should be able to lead their lives as they choose. And it shouldn't be any of your business what they do in the bedroom. I'm not asking anybody to change their morals. But don't be so self-righteous that you think they're the only ones who are sinning. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWE.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, when there was that whole Oval Office meeting and Donald Trump said, yeah, but he's going to come back. He's leaving Doge, but he's going to be back to advise me. Man, how do you think Trump feels right now? Elon Musk turned on him. And one of Trump's big deals right now is getting that big, beautiful bill passed. But Elon Musk is telling voters it's a betrayal to the American people, and he's urging American voters to vote out of office any politician that votes for it. I don't think anybody's listening to Elon Musk, but I just find that really, really interesting that they just have this meeting and Elon Musk goes on his way, but he's going to come back to advise me. And then, like, immediately he turns on President Trump and fires back with this just total denouncement of the big, beautiful bill. Why is that? I think Donald Trump forced him out of the position. I think he took the money and forced him out, and Elon Musk is now retaliating. I mean, that seems obvious to me. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is now saying that she's sorry she voted for it. She admits she didn't read it, but she voted for it. Well, who did she listen to? Did she find herself locked in the conservative echo chamber, and she listened to what everybody in the conservative media was saying, vote for it? Did she listen to Donald Trump, vote for it? Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, look, if anybody's had their lips on Trump's ass, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now she's turning on Trump and saying she's sorry she voted for the bill. She is against something in the bill that she didn't know was there. And it's pages 278, 279, where the government would strip states of their right to make laws to regulate AI for 10 years. And she's all for the states' rights. See, I'm really confused, and it seems like, again, I'm not speaking about all conservatives and all Republicans. If you're a reasonable conservative and a Republican, you know that I'm not talking about you. But I'm talking about the right-wing radicals. There's so much hypocrisy when it comes to states' rights. And right now, I think it's over immigration laws, but it's over something. The Trump administration is pressuring California to do something, trying to force California to do something that California doesn't want to do. And the Trump administration is threatening, well, if you don't do this, then what? I mean, you're going to lose aid or whatever. Well, I thought states had rights. I thought states could decide for themselves. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, states have rights to do this, but states don't have rights to do this. And I still find it fascinating that as soon as Roe v. Wade was essentially overturned by the Supreme Court, I find it interesting that the Republican talking point was, no, we didn't overturn Roe v. Wade. We just turn it over to the states to decide. Okay, well, then you want the states to decide. Then why would Governor Jeff Landry be upset if somebody goes from Louisiana to another state to have an abortion if it's legal in another state? If the talking point is states have the right to decide, it's up to the states to make that decision, okay. But you can't turn around and condemn somebody for going to another state where it's legal and having an abortion. Because you see, this whole abortion issue is more about politics than it really is about abortion or saving lives. I mean, there are people who get fanatical about that and you know, I'm anti-abortion, but I'm pro-life, and I'm sure you understand that you can be that way. But I just find this to be fascinating. So, I mean, what is it? Does anybody have an explanation for this? Is it states' rights or not? I mean, what if the state of California decided collectively as a state we're gonna ban the use of guns? Well, they can't do that because of the Constitution. And I will say this. The Constitution should supersede states' rights. So it is confusing. It's very hypocritical. And you either allow states to do what you want them to do or you don't. But states can't do something that's unconstitutional. And in the case of guns, that's a case where it would be unconstitutional to ban guns. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene voting for this bill? Look, Democrats do it as well. They don't always read stuff. This is about our politicians. But the reason I'm not talking about the Democrats that do that is because that's not in the news. What is in the news now is Marjorie Taylor Greene admitting that she did not want to vote for Donald Trump's, or she would not have voted for Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill if she had known that this was in it. But she didn't know because she didn't read it. I mean, what is she doing? Just, you know, paying attention to her boyfriend? Is she just so busy attacking anybody that says anything truthful about Trump that they perceive as negative? Is she so busy protecting the president that she didn't have time to read the bill? I mean, what's the excuse for voting for something and not reading it? I mean, if you're Donald Trump, you don't read. And boy, that came out of the news again yesterday that it was about his daily briefing. The guy doesn't read. I mean, it's pretty scary if you don't read. And any of you who don't read, that's not good. It's not good. You need to read. So it's scary if people just don't even read. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, Ian's going to join us at 2 o'clock. He's at a desk working in the back on some business because he's the assistant program director and brand manager. So he's got other stuff to do that I don't have to worry about. So Ian's going to join us at 2. But let's go to Coleman now with a few of your text messages.
This text says, she didn't read it. So these idiots in Congress aren't reading what they're voting for?
No. They're not. They're not.
So, Scoot, I have to ask, what do you think is worse, them not reading it and voting on it, or them admitting to the public, like, hey, I made a mistake, I didn't read it. So which one do you think
Man,
is worse?
I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene has never been on my list of people who are highly intelligent. So I think she was really stupid to admit she hadn't read it. You know, I would have just kept my mouth shut. But, you know, she's now boldly saying, I would have not voted for it if I had read it, and I'm against it because of this area in the bill that strips the states of making laws or doing anything to regulate AI for 10 years. She thinks states should be able to do that.
This text says, the writing is all over the walls. Elon will run for president soon. Democrats better put a decent candidate so we don't have another moron in office.
Wow. I mean, you know, I really hadn't thought about that, but, you know, he could. But the problem is that he has pissed off so many Republicans. He's pissed off a lot of Trump supporters because he was stealing the spotlight from Trump and because people got angry because he wasn't elected and he's making all these decisions about America and the American people, decisions that the president should be making. But it was apparent that he was making these decisions as part of DOGE. And he was part of DOGE because, again, when they had that Oval Office meeting last week, the president said, he's leaving DOGE. Well, what does that mean? It means he was part of DOGE. You can't leave something that you weren't part of. So in saying that he's leaving DOGE, Trump admitted that he was part of DOGE, even though at one point he tried to distance him from DOGE.
This text says, leave Elon alone, please. My stock is going to tank.
Well, yeah, I hate that anybody is having problems with their stock because of politics. But I think what we're learning, and a lot of people maybe didn't know this, but the stock market and politics are very much in a symbiotic relationship. That's all you got? Okay, well, we'll get back to some more later.
I mean, I have some, but they're kind of vulgar, and, you know, they talk about
vulgar.
You. They talk about you and your Afghan dog and stuff like that. And
Well, you know, I mean, look, you got to laugh at the hate. I mean, I love that I have the power to make people hate me. I really do. I mean, I know a lot of people love me, so I'm not insecure, but I love that I have this power to piss off people to the point where they just have to hate me. I mean, they just have to make ugly comments. I'm going to read some of those. I'm going to find out about some of those texts and read them. But I mean, I guess it makes them feel good about themselves. And people who do this kind of thing, they're obviously really not happy with themselves. And you know, so I kind of made a joke, but it's true. I mean, I like Afghans. I think they're cool dogs. But I know what people would say if they saw me walking in the park with an Afghan. They would say the same thing they say about me now. But I find that so interesting. But so you judge people as being straight or gay based on the way they dress? Okay, let's do it again. Let's go back to Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, back in the 70s. He was a total fembot when it came to his clothes. He was very feminine in his attire. and he had long hair, and he had very feminine movements on stage. Go back and look at some old film, some old footage of Led Zeppelin, and take a look at Robert Plant on stage. He was totally feminine. But I can tell you what, that guy wasn't gay. The same thing with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger has feminine moves on stage. Mick Jagger doesn't dress like a cowboy. And so nobody, the same people who were the same, and the same people and the same types of people who did not judge them want to judge me? I find that so interesting. And I guess it's because I think some people are jealous. I think some people just, it makes them feel better about themselves. But there's nothing in my past that would ever indicate that I'm gay. But yet that continues to persist. Why? Because of the way I dress. You think because of this hate and criticism, you think I'm going to change? I'm not going to change what I wear. I'm not going to change the way I wear my hair. And my hair is always different. I'm not going to change any of that. Because people might think that I'm gay because of that. I'm not going to change. You're not going to make me change. So you're really wasting your time. If you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to get to your calls when we come back. Also, some more text messages coming up. And I've got to do it in the next few minutes. I want to share with you Michael Moore, the extremely liberal filmmaker. I want to share with you Michael Moore's Pledge of Allegiance. He has a new version of the Pledge of Allegiance that he wants to propose for people who do not support President Trump. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But you know, when I think about this administration, I think about how there is this continuous attempt to bully people. And what's the deal about changing the name of this Navy ship, removing the name Harvey Milk from it? You know, we can argue whether or not Harvey Milk ever deserved a ship named after him, but that's a topic for another show. The topic now is, why do this at the beginning of Pride Month? It's bullying the LGBT community for the purpose of making happy those right-wing radicals who are giving Trump money. That's what he wants. He wants your money. He's doing, you think he's trolling the media? No, he's trolling you. He wants your money, and he's getting it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 1984, Bruce Springsteen released Born in the USA. The cover showed Bruce Springsteen with an American flag. It gave a lot of people the wrong impression of the song and the album. The song Born in the USA is, it's not a positive song about America. It's about the struggles that returning veterans had from the Vietnam War. It was a negative song about America and American vets coming home. And yet, some people play this on the 4th of July or Memorial Day. You have noticed, I'm sure, that when we do Memorial Day or 4th of July, when we do patriotic music as our bumper music, we never use Born in the USA because I know it's not a positive American song. I'm Scoot. All right, so we're getting some text messages. Yeah, so Elon Musk, see, it's kind of hard to think of Elon Musk as an African-American, but he's from South Africa, so he can't run for president. So I guess that's a good thing because, I don't really have a lot of faith in that guy.
It was a lot of texts.
Yeah. Well, obviously, a lot of people are happy that he can't run. Let me just share this one with you. Somebody brings up Steven Tyler is another one who comes across as gay or very feminine, but he's not. So you don't judge Steven Tyler, but it's interesting that you want to judge me. I find that fascinating. Here is a text that says, like you, Scoot, always trashing Trump, you must be insecure. Just like telling people that they are. Well, the difference is when I talk about Trump, I'm not trashing Trump. I'm talking about true news stories about Donald Trump, the president. It's based on truth. Any suggestion that I'm gay is not based on truth. Raphael from New Orleans, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate your well-balanced view and you're allowing different voices on the air. How are you doing?
I'm good, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm calling regarding the legislation that actually did not pass, except perhaps in Fessy's bill, which honestly is pretty weak in my humble opinion, and would undermine current laws that give penalties for weather modification. But I was actually at the Capitol for one of the hearings when the House bill, and later on we had Rainmaker. Now, I know you probably, if I'm not misspeaking for you, you do acknowledge that there is weather modification, and you differentiate that from geoengineering. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I know that there are things that can be done. I don't think the government controls the weather.
Okay. Well, before we get there, we have to acknowledge a few fundamental things. So we do have Rainmaker.
Let me bring everybody up to date. I mentioned that there was a bill. So it has failed now. The bill has failed to ban chemtrails.
The House bill has. The Senate bill is still up in
So the state is taking up a bill to ban chemtrails. And, we talked about this recently, and I think this is a bogus conspiracy theory.
And geoengineering, actually, and it did attempt weather modification as well.
Well, I'm skeptical of a lot of that, to be honest with you.
Well, Rainmaker came to get us to remove the weather modification aspect, and they are actually there's a video of them you can look up. He's gone around to all the different states that are trying to pass laws saying weather modification is good. It helps in droughts, and you're shooting yourself in the foot if you ban the weather modification. No geoengineering, which the government has spent billions on research, which now, granted, research is supposed to, it's like kind of a euphemism. If you say it's research, it doesn't imply that there's an active program, but research can include experiments. It's kind of a, and if you go back and you look at all the different government experiments on its own people over the decades that were considered a conspiracy theory at the time, but then later were admitted as true, and I could list them for you if you like.
All right, but no, if the government can control the weather, then why did Texas and California recently have to deal with very, very severe droughts? If they can make it rain, then why did those states have to deal with those severe droughts?
Well, so if we get stuck on chemtrails, then we'll never get further onto the technology and the patents.
Well, explain why would the government allow those states to go through those droughts?
Well, you can say there's different aspects of the government. It's not the government like we, the people, the government. There could be deeper aspects, the military aspects of it. There are two things. First of all, CO2 is not what drives climate. According to NASA, that says even small changes in the location or abundance of clouds can change the climate more than the anticipated changes brought about by greenhouse gases, human-produced aerosols, or other factors associated with global change. And that's NASA and their importance of understanding clouds.
All right, but that seems to be a subtopic of what we're really talking about with chemtrails.
Well, it's actually very relevant because if you look at what affects water vapor, it's aerosols and electromagnetic frequencies. And so you have the Air Force admitting that they actually used the HARP facility to manage the ionosphere. And you got to ask yourself, why is the Air Force managing the ionosphere? And they said that they've moved on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, the HARP was intended to inject.
I'd have to see some of that information. I'd have to see where some of it comes from.
I'd be happy to send that to you.
Please do. And listen, here's
that's why I left Colin.
All right, send it to my email address, scoot@wwl.com, because I can't get it on the station text here in the studio.
Absolutely, I would be. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
Appreciate
all right, Raphael. Thanks. Yeah, you know, I don't know about all of that. I know what causes chemtrails. They're not even chemtrails. They're called chemtrails, but they're contrails. It's condensation. What you see in the sky is nothing to fear, but there are some people who fear it. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
I'm going to tell you something. How are you, first of all?
Good.
I don't want to forget to ask you how you are.
Thank you.
I got to remember to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I know Ian's at a desk. I don't know if he can hear me. But I'm going to make you laugh.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Back in the day, my husband, with his long, pretty hair and everything. I mean, he was just the handsomest, sexiest thing in the whole world. He really was. And he told me that one time he was at a bar in the French Quarter, as he had worked at WNOE, and he was there at the bar. I think he was still
working
at NOE. Yeah, he was in the Quarter anyway. Maybe he wasn't working at NOE at that time.
All right, I'm going to kind of run out of time here, so
okay. Anyway, this guy asks him if he wanted to go party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jim Nabors, and he pointed towards Bourbon Street. He says, "No, I don't." He says, "Walk two blocks in this direction and then hang a right," meaning Bourbon Street. He says, "and walk down. And you will find what you're looking for." I just thought that
wait,
was
so
hilarious.
It was Jim Nabors, the actor.
Yeah, Jim Nabors.
Because I knew he was gay. My mom lived in Beverly Hills when she was young, so we knew all the scoop. I mean, we knew when we were kids, we knew that that Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors were gay, and they were even a couple at one point. Yeah,
I had no idea.
No, we knew.
You know why I didn't know? Because they are the manly.
Yeah.
Every relationship, whether it be heterosexual or gay, has a male figure and a female figure, which really
Jim Nabors wasn't really that. I mean, masculine, other than his voice, and I was surprised that there was so much, controversy over gays in the military because, I mean, we all saw Gomer Pyle USMC, and we figured that There were always gays in the military. All right, Janice, I'm sorry. I've got to get to a break here. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up. And, you know, we're going to continue to talk about this this anger. I think Trump is really angry at Elon Musk because Elon Musk is now bashing the big, beautiful bill, telling you, the American people, to vote against any politician that votes for it. He says the bill is a betrayal of the American people. Yeah, we got a lot going on this afternoon, and we'll get to chemtrails in the next hour on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1977, this was the number one song in the R&B charts. And when I was a DJ on the air in 77, I was playing this song every damn day. Loved it! I'm Scoot. All right, we're going to come back in the next hour. We'll talk about the state considering a bill that would ban chemtrails. We talked about this recently on the show. And, you know, there's no changing the minds of people who have already made up their minds about things. But, you know, there might be some deep, dark secrets in this country. But a lot of those deep, dark secrets come from people who just want to spread deep, dark secrets because it's clickbait. So we're going to look into this further in the next hour. All right. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. And we're coming back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.